We have now seen the recurrent nature of the hydrophobic interactions which stabilize our three tetrameric structures within the octamer core. These are centered at the C-terminal ends of helix 2 and the adjacent helix 3. Because these interactions repeat as we move through the octamer, one might wonder, as I wondered, is it possible that this sort of logical V-shaped structure could be extended to an adjacent histone octamer? To rephrase this question, is it possible that a pair of adjacent histone octamers could be joined together by hydrophobic interactions based in the C-terminal end of helix 2 and helix 3, similar to those seen within the octamer core? The question is purely hypothetical, and I wouldn't bore you with it except for the fact that I investigated it merely to satisfy my own curiosity, and I found out, rather to my surprise, that the answer is yes. A dimer of octamers, so to speak, is unquestionably possible, although I'll say at the outset that that doesn't make it biologically likely. That notwithstanding, the extent to which the octamer cooperates with this hypothetical exercise is somewhat startling, and more or less compels me to take the dimer of octamers seriously as a possibly significant biological structure. Let's see how this might come about. I'm afraid that if you're not already a histone scientist, the argument I'm about to make may be difficult to comprehend, but let's give it a try. I think it might be important.